Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we are going to deliver some garden news, cover some agriculture news, and let everyone know about the McPherson County Farmers Market that is open each Saturday from 7:30 till noon. In my gardening news, Kansas Extension Master Gardener Basic Training will be offered online via Zoom. Sessions will be held weekly starting September 1 and run through December 15 on Thursday afternoons from 1 till 4. Contact us here at the Extension office to learn more and get signed up today to become a master gardener. The month of September is the best time to fertilize our cool season grasses, aerate our yards, and seed or overseed our lawns. Updating lawns this time of year makes a big impact come next spring and summer. K-State Research and Extension recommends if you only fertilize your cool season grass once a year, September would be the best time to do it. These grasses are entering their fall growth cycle as days shorten and temperatures moderate, especially at night. Cool season grasses naturally thicken up in the fall by tillering, which is forming new shoots at the base of the existing plant. Application of a half to a pound of fertilizer per 1,000 square feet works well. The settings recommended for most fertilizer bags usually result in a pound of nitrogen per 1,000 square feet. K-State recommends a quick-release source of nitrogen at this time. Lastly, fertilizing again in November will help the grass green up even earlier next spring and provide nutrients the turf need until summer. Turf grass is so common in everyday life that people may not appreciate its value. Research continues to uncover environmental, economical, health, and safety benefits for natural turf grass found in lawns, athletic fields, parks, and roadsides. Fall is also a time I participate in the McPherson County Fall Crop and Tillage Tour. On this tour, our team of agents stop and charts the crops planted, tilled, and the conservation practices at 100 intersections throughout the county. I'm sure some of you have saw us stopping and checking out your fields as we charted the data on the computer. With that said, I get to see what's going on outside my office and take a look at the current conditions across our county and how each producer attends his ground. With the ever-changing weather pattern that we have had, it is interesting to see how different farmers can adapt and continue to be great stewards of the land that we live in. It is educational to see the different farming strategies that are taking place now versus when I grew up on a farm some 50 years ago. As we all know, we are not making more land. Actually, it's just the opposite. K-State Research and Extension is all about informing McPherson County residents on local topics that help community members in their time of need. Whether it's a topic covering your home, farm, ranch, 4-H activity, finances, or family health and wellness, whether it's mental or physical, we have something for everyone. Again, this is Shad Marston, McPherson County Ag Agent at the McPherson County Extension Office. And you can call me at 620-241-1523 with programming and agriculture questions.